Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and bless His holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How many of you can say praise the name of the Lord?
Praise.
Come on, you can do better than that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise.
Do you love His name? Do you love His name this morning? Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus. Now, all of the songs that we've done, most of the songs we've done this morning go right with the message. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is one. And today, let's just praise His name. Father, we thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus for this morning. Thank You for another opportunity to come in the house of God. The Bible says, I was glad when it said, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's what David said. And we are glad this morning, Lord, to be in Your presence, to fellowship one with another. And we give You all the praise. We give You all the glory. Now, today, Lord, as always, let the entrance of Your word bring light in our hearts. And let Your name be glorified. And let every need be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name. How many of you say amen? Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap as we sit this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. The mighty God. The incomparable Jesus. Oh, how many of you say praise the Lord to that? Well, that's what we are preaching on this morning. So the song selection this morning, I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't tell them what to sing. But the song selection this morning and the verses of scripture that have been read, you know, how that He is God alone. And He will not share His glory with everybody and so forth like that, or anybody. That goes right with the message here. The message this morning, the mighty God, the incomparable Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to start at Psalms 89, if you have your Bible. Psalms 89. I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 89. I'm going to read a few verses of this psalm. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, and my mouth shall make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. Amen? Hallelujah. And it says in verse 5, and the heavens shall praise Thy wonders, O Lord. Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints, even like it is this morning. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? See, now we're talking this morning about the mighty God, the incomparable Jesus. Who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? For God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto Thee? Amen? There is none holy as the Lord. Say, who is a strong Lord like unto Thee? Or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee? That rulest the raging of the sea, when the waves thereof rise, and stillest them. Say, Thou hast even broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered there thine enemies with Thy strong arm. The heavens are Thine, and the earth also, and the world and the fullness thereof Thou hast founded them. And it says in verse 14, justice and judgment are the habitation of Thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before Thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Do you know the joyful sound this morning?
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. In Thy name they shall rejoice all the day. Hallelujah. And in Thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Can you say praise the Lord to that?
Praise the Lord.
Now, this morning, I just wanted to read that psalm before we go to the message. But we're going to be talking about the greatness of God and how He stands alone. And His name is Jesus. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm going to start at verse 25 in Isaiah chapter 40. Praise God. Amen. To whom then will ye liken me, saith the Lord? Or who shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created all these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, there is none that faileth. In all the things that God has put out there in the universe, none of them has failed till this day. All the planets and everything, the sun going around in his orbit, the moon and everything, the earth also, they are all there. You know, by one time he spoke, until this day, you know, they obey his commandment. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, that my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, thou Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Now if you are here this morning and you are faint and you are weary, he's going to give you power. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youths, see, shall faint and be weary and so forth. Young men even fall and all that. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The great God in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2. He says, there is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee. See, we're talking about none that can be compared unto him. There is neither any rock like our God. Amen. How many of you are still with me this morning?
Hallelujah.
Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him all the actions are weighed. That's right. The Lord is God. Verse 6. The Lord killeth, and he maketh alive. See, he can do all these things. See? He can bring down to the grave, and he can bring up again.
Hallelujah.
The Lord maketh poor those, you know, that boast in their riches. God can take away those riches. He make them poor. See? And he maketh rich those that humble themselves in him. The Lord will lift them up. He said, he bringeth low, and he lifted up. He raised up the poor out of the dust. Now, if you are here this morning, and you say, well, my situation and so forth, maybe, you know, maybe you are homeless or you're in a shelter or whatever right now. Listen to what the Bible says. The Lord raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar out of the dunghill to set them among princes. How many of you know that's wonderful? That's right, the Lord can do that. And to make them to inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth of the Lord, see. And he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints. The wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Now all the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. Out of heaven he shall thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king, and he shall exalt the horn of his anointed. Praise God. Now, Isaiah 45, just going to read a few scriptures, and we're going to, you know, share a few things. It's going to be a short message. Isaiah 45, and I'm going to read starting at verse 5. Isaiah 45 and verse 5. Say, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Now, some of you have not known the Lord here today, but you may not, you know that the Lord has been keeping you, see. And he's kept you all the time, even when you didn't know him, see. But he's done all these things that they may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west, that's the going down of the same, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Look at all the things he does. He says, I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. Even evil and all these things. You know, the Lord, he's over all. And the Lord, say, I the Lord do all these things. And there is none that can say unto the Lord, What doest thou? And there is none that can be likened unto him. Turn to me, with me to Jeremiah chapter 32. We just want to read a few scriptures here, and then I'll say a few words about the greatness of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 32. And I'm going to start at verse 17. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and thy stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. How many of you believe that this morning? Do you believe that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord? I don't care what your situation is. There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. He said, thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers unto the bosom of their children after them. Now listen to this part. This is the part that I love the best in this chapter here. The great, this is his name, the great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. He is great in counsel. He is mighty in work. And his eyes are open on all the ways of the sons of men, to give unto everyone according to his ways, and, you know, reward them according to their doings. Who has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even to this day, and in Israel, and among all other men, and has made for himself a name, even as it is this day. That's the Lord. And he said in verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Now the Lord, you know, that's, you know, really more like a rhetorical question. You know, because we know there is nothing too hard for him. But he's going to ask you, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Can you answer that question this morning? Do you know that the Lord is the God of all flesh? Is there anything you think that is too hard for him? There is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. How many of you say praise the Lord? That's right. Turn with me again to Isaiah 46. And after I've reading a few more scriptures, and I'll say a few things that the Lord wants me to say here. Isaiah chapter 46. And I'm going to read verse 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, and all of you that are seated here today. He said, I have borne you by from the belly. Oh, that's right. And I have carried you from the womb. You know, the Lord, even when you are in the belly, he carried you. Till this day, he's carrying you. And even to your old age, I don't care how old you are. See, the Lord, he will be carrying you all the time if you believe in him. And he said, I have carried you even to your old age. I am he. See, and even when your hairs are gray and everything, I will still carry you. I have made you, and I will bear. And I will carry you, and I will deliver you.
Hallelujah.
Are you going through some things today? The Lord said, I have carried you from the womb, like this little baby here. You know, the Lord carried the baby in the womb. You say, well, you know, it wasn't. No, it was the Lord too. Because the Bible says the issues of life are from him. So you can't have a baby except by the Lord. I don't care how you do it. You know, if the Lord didn't say it, it cannot come to pass. The Bible says, who is it that says anything and it comes to pass if the Lord has not commanded it? That's Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 37. There is nothing that you can do except the Lord allows it. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, I will carry you. Verse 5 of Isaiah 46. To whom then will you liken me? And to whom will you make me equal? And to whom will you compare me that we shall be alike? See, that's the Lord. He's the incomparable Jesus. Who will you compare the Lord? I mean, what is it? Whether whom or what shall you compare the Lord to? Is there a situation? Is there a mountain that is too high for you that you think the Lord, he can't do it? The Lord is telling you this morning, whom will you liken unto me? Whom shall I be equal with? And all of these things. Verse 9 of Isaiah 46 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God alone, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. The Lord is going to make his counsel to stand in your life, and he's going to do all of his pleasure. And what is his pleasure? He said, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace, to give you an expected end. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord, the perfection of beauty, God, even the mighty God, will shine in your life today. That's in Psalm 50. If you want to turn with me, Psalm 50, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Now, the Zion of God, are you people that are sitting here today? Bible says, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion shall be the glory of the Lord for a defense. The perfection of beauty will shine in your life. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn back with me to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah 44. And I'm going to read verses 6 through 8. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now I'm going to be talking about the first and the last in just a few minutes. I wanted to read all of that scripture to you, just so you know that there is none like him. It says, I am the Lord, and I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who as I shall call and declare it and set in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming and shall come and say, show them to me. I mean, who can tell the Lord what to do and tell him what's coming and so forth? He said, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Now, there are a few things that God doesn't know, you know, and this is one of them. He doesn't know another God. How many of you say amen? You cannot find another God. In fact, one time, and I've got a message to preach about that someday, you know, one time Elijah, the prophet, you know, he had this thing, you know, out with the prophets of Baal in 1 Kings chapter 18 and so forth like that. And he ridiculed them, you know, and he said, look, if you guys, why how long will you halt with two opinions and so forth? If God be the Lord, why don't you serve him already? But if Baal is God, then go ahead and serve Baal. You know, you can't serve God and all these other things. Let me just read one or two verses for you from 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, here's the Elijah was going to have this showdown with the rest of the prophets, you know, 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of the group. That's about 850 of them versus Elijah alone. See, and he went in and stood there, and he said to, here's what he said to them. He said, look, here's the deal. The God that answered by fire,
hallelujah,
let him be God. Now you give us two rams and let these prophets, these 850 of them, let them choose anything, any of the two rams. And I'll take the other one. And let's put a sacrifice out and let's see the God that will answer by fire. And whoever answers by fire, let him be God. And let that be the person that we will worship. So they went there. Some of you might know this story, so I'm just paraphrasing it. And then so they went there, you know, and here's what happened. You know, when they all gathered there, and here's what Elijah told them in verse 24 of 1 Kings chapter 18. And he said to them, you know, he's already, you know, he's drawing the line here. You know, he said, all you guys stand on one side, and I'm going to stand on this side. You get one ram, and you dress it, and make an offering to your gods, you know, and if he sends down fire, then we know your gods are gods, you know. And, you know, then I'll do my own, and I'll call upon the name of the Lord. And if he answers by fire, then we'll know that he is God. So here's what they did. See? And so he said unto them in verse 24, call ye upon the name of your gods. See? Notice he put S there and a small g. Call ye upon the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people said, it is well spoken. See? So he told them, choose you one of the bullocks for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and, you know, call on the name of your gods, you know, and put no fire under and see if they can answer by fire. So they took the bullock, And they dressed it. And they called on the name of Baal from morning until evening. And they cried, and, "Oh, Baal, hear us, sir." But there was no voice. See, well, there can't be any voice because they're made of wood. There was no voice, nor none that answered. And they leaped upon the altar that was made. See, and they, you know, they started in the morning, and by noontime, after about 4 hours of calling up and down and so forth like that. Now, these people are trying to call upon their gods to see if he will answer. See, so Elijah, he mocked them. I love this verse. In verse 27, "And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, 'Well, why don't you cry some more? After all, he is a god, isn't he? Well, maybe he's sleeping. Or maybe he's attending to some business. So, you know, cry out a little more. You know? And maybe he's even asleep. Maybe you need to wake him up.'" So he mocked them. And he continued to mock them. And they cried more. They cut themselves with pieces and so forth. You know, they jumped up and down. The blood was gushing out. They cried all day. They prophesied, even the Bible said. They prophesied until the evening oblation and so forth. They prophesied all night long. But the gods and Baal could not answer. So finally, when they were all done, Elijah said, "Are you done? Are you guys done?" Because there was nothing that answered. So Elijah said, "Now let all the people come near unto me. I'm going to show you now who the Lord is." How many of you say amen?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to show you now that there is no God like Jehovah.
Amen.
See? Now, so he said to him, he said to all the people, "Now call all the prophets and so forth." They all gathered around, all the Israel and so forth. And he said, "Now here's what I'm going to do. See? I've got my ram here that I'm going to ask the Lord to put the fire on to show that he's God. But that's too easy. See? Let's dig a trench around this thing. And let's pour a lot of water in there." Now, we're talking about fire and water. They don't mix. You know. So, he's going to show them here that there is no one like Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
So, he takes the ram. He digs a ditch around it. And he asks the people to pour in water. And they pour it. He said, "That's not enough. Pour in some more water." They did. He said, "That's not enough. Pour in some more water." So, they poured a lot of water over the sacrifice. So, now Elijah said, the people are looking at it. This guy's got to be crazy. We're talking about you asking God to send down fire and you fill the whole place with water. And Elijah, he went up and said, "Lord, let these people know that you are God." Hallelujah. And as he was praying, the Bible says, the heavens lit up. The fire of the Lord came down. And listen to it. See, and Elijah, he took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of Israel. That's in verse 31. To whom the word of the Lord came. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench. See? And told them, you know, and so forth like that, to put in the water. And verse 34, he told them to put it in the second time and so forth. And verse 35, the water ran about the altar and filled the trench also. And it came to pass at the time of the evening of the Elijah, the prophet, came near and told them. So after the thing had been soaked with water and everything, he said, "The Lord God of Abraham and Isaac and of Israel, let it be known today, this day, that thou art God in Israel, and I am thy servant. And I have done all of this according to thee. Hear me, O Lord, and let these people know that thou art God alone." See, that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast done their heart. And the fire, see, verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust that licked up the water. Have you ever heard of such a thing? The fire even licked up the water? Oh my, praise the name of Jesus. There is none like God. And when the people saw it, they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." But that's what Elijah means. It means the Lord, he is God. Say, Elijah, the Lord, he is God. And they begin to say, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." Now, there is none like the Lord. There is none like the Lord. One more verse that I'm going to read here for you in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 44. And I'm going to start at verse 6. "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. And beside me there is no God." Oh my. You know, the Lord, he is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you say, we're talking about the mighty God. We're talking about He is God alone. And then I say He is the incomparable Jesus. Now, where does Jesus fit into all of that? And here's where we're going to put it in. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. This is one of the scriptures in the Old Testament that puts it out as best as you can ever find it. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And here's what the prophet said. He said, "For unto us a child is born." Now that's the child that was born of the Virgin Mary. "And unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." Now that very little child that was born, he will be the mighty God. And he will also be the everlasting Father. Oh, the Prince of Peace. You know, you can never, see, slice God up into three pieces, like the devil wanted to do, and all the people and so forth like that. You can't do that. There is one God, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. The same God in the Old Testament is the God of the New. There is but one Spirit. In Deuteronomy, we are told, "The Lord thy God is one Lord." That's it. And his name is Jesus. You say, Jesus, was Jesus in the Old Testament? Sure. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, some of you already know this, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this subject, but we're going to bring out a point. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I am going to read in verses 1 through 4. "Moreover, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed under the sea," see, through the Red Sea, "and were baptized with Moses in the cloud." So he's talking about Israel when they all did all of that in the wilderness when they came out of Egypt and so forth. And they all did eat, you know, manna and all these things, the spiritual meat. And they all drank of the same spiritual drink. "For they drank of that spiritual rock. And that rock that followed them, the rock was Christ." Amen. You say, was Christ in the Old Testament? Absolutely. The rock that followed Israel in Exodus was Christ. That's what the Bible says right here. "And Christ has been from the beginning till the end." Amen. And even beyond. That's why he says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending." Now, see, if Jesus was the second, then he couldn't claim to be the first. See, but Jesus himself says, "I am the first." Now, we read it in Isaiah. You say, well, how do we know that that's what Jesus was saying? That was God that was saying that. Well, we know that was God. But here's the Jesus saying exactly the same thing. In the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verses 17. You know, now some of you have read this Revelation book before, and you've seen that how Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos and so forth. So I don't have time to read all of it, but I'm going to just read a few verses here. And before I read verse 17, let me read verse 8. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." How many of you say praise the Lord?
Praise
the Lord. Sure. Now the Lord, he's Alpha and Omega. So after all of these things, you know, John, he turned, verse 12, "And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of them, I saw one like the Son of Man." See, so he saw Jesus. Now, John was around Jesus, so he recognized him, you know. And, you know, I said, "Well, you're the one that said I'm Alpha and Omega?" He said, "Why, sure," you know. And so he looked at him, and his hair, and his feet, and wool, and snow, and all of these things, and his eyes like lightning, and all of these things going on. He was so dramatic figure. And in verse 16, "And I saw in his right hand the seven stars." And you've heard me call him the seven star general. That's where I got it from. "And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his face." Even his face was shining like the sun. Wow, wow. It was some figure. And he, you know, John, And this was the same John that, you know, used to even lean on his shoulder and his breast and all of these things. But when he showed up with this, in this way, like this, he fell at his feet as dead. Because now, he's not looking just like the Son of Man. He's looking like the Alpha and the Omega. You know, why? And he had in his, you know, and he said, I fell at his feet as dead. And he, you know, he put his right hand upon me and said, fear not. Now, this is the Son of Man. See, fear not, I am the first, not the second, and not the third. I am the first and the last. I am, just so you don't make any mistake about it, I am he that liveth and was dead. So we know that was Jesus. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen? Well, he got silent in here all of a sudden. Amen? That's right. And I have the keys of hell and death. And so Jesus, he said, I am Alpha and Omega. Wow. Alpha means there was none before him. Omega means there is none after him because he has no ending. He has neither beginning. He has no ending. You couldn't find a God before him or after him. You know, one time in John chapter 8, Jesus was having a discussion with all those Jews and Sanhedrin and all of these Pharisees and so forth. And he began to tell them different things. And so let me just read a couple of verses to you here, you know. And then he said to them, because they, you know, they tried to make a claim that, you know, we are children of Abraham and all of these things and so forth. So he finally told them that, you know, you guys are trying to kill me. Abraham didn't do that. If you said you're children of Abraham and so forth. So they said, you know, and then they told him, you know, we have one father and all these things and so on, you know. And then they began to tell him so many things. So here is finally what he told them in John chapter 8. He said to them, starting at verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know, and as he began to tell them, he also told them, if the Son shall make you free, in verse 36, ye shall be free indeed. Now, when he was talking, they said, well, who are you really? Aren't you the son of the carpenter and so forth that we see here? Now, he said to them in verse 24 of John chapter 8, I say therefore unto you, except, you know, say that ye should die in your sins, but if you believe not, see, if you believe not that I am he, you should die in your sins. That's what he told them. If you don't believe that Jesus is he, he said, you should die in your sins. So they went on, told him some more things and so forth. And he said, you know, they began to tell him, ask him about the Father and all of these things. And he told them, he said, look, you know, I don't have a devil. I honor my Father, you know, and so forth. And he said, if any man keep my saying, he shall not see death. That's in verse 51. And they said unto him, well, you know, you say, if any man keep my saying, why, we know Abraham kept the saying of God. And Abraham is dead. And why are you saying that if any man see my saying, he shall not see death? That's in verse 52. And Jesus said unto them, no, if a man keep my saying, I tell you, he will never taste of death. They say, are you greater than Abraham and the prophets? Because they're all dead. And Jesus finally told them, he said, verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Hallelujah.
And he saw it and was glad. He said, Abraham saw you. Come on, you're not even 50 years old. Have you already seen Abraham? And listen to verse 58 of John chapter 8. I love this verse because it tells it just the way it is. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, don't you just love the sound of that? Now, Jesus didn't say, before Abraham was, I was. No. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, there's only one person in the whole Bible that uses that name, I am, that I am. He appeared to Moses. And he said, Moses said, you know, who shall I say sent me? He said, I am that I am. And here Jesus standing right here, making the same statement. Before Abraham was, I am. And he said, my, whoa, you know. But that's what sent him to the cross. He said, you, being a man, you make yourself God. We're going to kill you here. Jesus said, well, you know, I've done so many works. Of these good works, which one do you crucify me? He said, we don't crucify you for any good works. But because you being a man, you make yourself God. Jesus said, wow. Well, you are doing the works of your father, that devil. But, nevertheless, for this cause I came, and I cannot deny the truth. See, I am that I am.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now this morning I want you to consider that. Now if it is the same God of the Old Testament, that is the same in the New Testament, and He is with you today, oh, then you have all the power. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20. He said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. That's Jesus. All power in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. And there is none that we can liken unto Him. You know, He is the first. He is everything. He is the last. There is none besides Him. And is everything in between. We're going to close with this chapter here in Colossians. Chapter 1. We just want to lift the name of the Lord up this morning with this message. Read with me in Colossians chapter 1. And hear of all of the greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see if there's anybody that you can even liken unto Him. Here's what the Bible says unto Him, concerning Him. He said in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us to be meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. Now this Jesus is in the image. Say, who being? Now He's going to tell you about this Jesus now. Who being in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him, this Jesus, were all things created that are in the heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Amen? Oh yes. And He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. There is nothing that can have any life except by Jesus. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. He blasted out of that grave. And in that all things He might have the preeminence. For it had pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Now, if all fullness is dwelling in Jesus, then you don't need to look anywhere else. Jesus made it simple. He gave us one name. He said, ask in my name anything, and I will do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Do you believe that Jesus is God this morning? That's the beginning of your miracles right there. You see, if you believe, you know, Jesus said in John 8:24, except you believe that I am He, you should die in your sins. But if you believe that I am He, oh my, say, he that believeth on me and liveth shall never taste of death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now today, being that we have lifted up His name, here's what the Bible says concerning the name of Jesus. It said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So we've lifted up His name this morning. We put Him on top where He belongs. And now, we're going to cast down all imaginations. And everything that has pitted itself against you, we're going to bring it down in the name of the Lord. Because the name of Jesus gives us the victory. How many of you can give the Lord a hand clap for that? Praise God. That's right. The name of Jesus gives us the victory all of the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want every one of you to lift up your hands and just worship the Lord for a few minutes. Just pray and thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him because He is God alone. and there is none else. And he has made his power, the greatness of his power, he has revealed it unto us. The Bible says, thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, but you have revealed them unto babes, because salt is cement good in thy sight. So all these things and so forth that we talked about this morning, God has hidden them from those scholastic people that, you know, try to find out God by searching. But he has revealed it unto babes, you see. People go to seminaries and all of these things, and they still don't understand the Lord. But God, he gives it to you for free this morning. He tells you, I am the Lord, and there is none else. You know, and if you can only believe it, then all things are yours, according to the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to prove it to you this morning. You say, how are you going to prove it? Well, I'm going to use that name. Praise God. I am going to use that name. See, because I don't back down. You know, Elijah didn't back down from anything. I don't back down from any problem or any challenge this morning. Whatever it is, sir, we're going to call upon the name of the Lord. And he is going to deliver you. And when he does, you will know that he is God. Praise God. Now, whatever your need is this morning, you know, we're a small group here. The Bible says, you know, fear not, little flock. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, I don't care if you doctors give you up, or you have a terminal disease or something or whatever. You know, the name of Jesus, because he is incomparable. There is none that can be likened, nothing that can withstand his power. Amen. So we're going to make that prayer this morning. And as I say these next few words, I want you to lift up your hands. I want everybody here, just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands before the Lord and let him know that you believe. Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith? Oh, yes. Yes, sir, Lord, you will find faith because I believe. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe this morning, I want you to say, I believe you, Lord, that you are able to deliver me. I want you to say it again. I believe you, Lord, that you are able to deliver me. Now, those of you that are visiting us for the first time today, I don't know if you know this Jesus that we're talking about. But if you would like God to work a miracle for you, to prove himself to you this morning, I challenge you. Come on here. See, you say, well, yeah, that's right. You know, it doesn't matter what the law. We've seen the wheelchair person rise up in it. How many of you remember that case? It was from Cass. He was sitting right there, you know, after 8 years or whatever, he got out of that wheelchair right here in the presence of everybody. The Lord is good. And his name is over all his works. And he is God alone. And we are not ashamed of his name. His name actually brings deliverance when you call upon him. Here's what he said. And it shall come to pass that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now, some of you come to us this morning. Maybe you have some problems, some addiction, or whatever it is. The Lord can snap that just like that. Oh, yes, he can break that power. You know, because we don't want you to come to church, feel good for a few hours, and then go back and be in the same way. No. We want you to be set free. And God, through the power of the name of Jesus, is what can set you free. Hallelujah. You say, well, I'm already a believer and so forth. Well, it's the same thing. The same name that gives you salvation is the same name that gives you deliverance every day. The same name that gave you salvation is the same name that meets all of your needs. The Bible says, haven't begun in the spirit, are you now going to be made perfect in the flesh? Now, some people believe the Lord at salvation, but after that, they don't believe the Lord anymore. See, they say there's no more miracles. Miracles is in the past, you know. The days of miracles are gone. Well, you're not going to heaven then. See, let me tell you right now, you don't believe in that stuff. You know, you don't believe in miracles. You don't believe in the power of God. You're making God a liar. See, and no liar and so forth like that. No, no. You know, you better believe all that God has. And if you don't believe, it's your loss anyhow. Because the Bible says, shall the faith of God be made of no effect or his word just because some don't believe? No. Let God be true. And every man a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you one more chance. Anybody that wants God, that wants to see the power of God, you know, come in your life, you come out here this morning. We're going to believe the Lord with you. Praise God. Sister, God bless your heart. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Don't be ashamed. Go ahead. No, just come. Is that your baby?
Yes.
Hannah?
Yes. You're going to bring the baby. I'm going to pray for her too. Yes. She said, I want to come back to the Lord. She's a little bit shy. You know, I've been backsliding and so forth like that. This is the house of God. You know, I mean, if there is only one person that came back to the Lord today, then this service was worth it. Because the Bible says, one sinner that repents and comes back home,
hallelujah,
there is joy in heaven. Oh, praise God. Come on, closer. Come on, closer. Let's pray for your daughter first. Her name is Hannah, right?
Yes.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Lift up your hands with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this. We thank you, Lord. We pray for this young lady. A few months back, she was pregnant. And today, she's brought this child back into the house of the Lord. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord, for this child. Lord, let your hand be upon the child. Protect her from all of the evil. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, what's your name, sister?
Johnny.
Johnny. And Johnny wants to come back to the Lord, she said. She's a little bit shy, but, you know, the Bible says, you know, that, you know, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed. She's not ashamed. She came forward this morning, you know. And do you love the Lord?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Are you ready to give your life completely over to Him and not going, you know, backsliding and all that?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes. She said, I'm ready to come on back home. And I don't want to be in that backsliding state anymore. Now, church, isn't that a wonderful sound?
Yeah.
Oh, lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord. She wants to come home. The Bible says, I'm married to the backslider. Now, here's what you're going to do. You must get a Bible. We'll give you one today. And you must read it. Right?
Yes.
Praise God. And the Lord is going to help you. We're going to talk to you some after church also to see how we can help you, you know, in your situation and all of that, and see what God loves. Now let's pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let's break the power of that. You know that evil spirit, it's an unclean spirit that causes people to go away from the Lord. We break the power of that unclean spirit in Johnny's life today in Jesus' name. Lord, loosen her, Lord, completely from that, and let the Holy Spirit take over her mind and her body in Jesus' name. Let her come on back home. Wash her clean, Lord, and make her every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name. She has returned to the house of God today, Lord, to look for forgiveness. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus for her life. We thank you because you died for her. And Lord, your arms are wide open. And as she comes back home today, oh, you will receive her into the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Go and sin no more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on, man. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
Pray for my cancer.
Praise God. Now, this is a good one. He said, pray for my cancer. Now, is that what you said? You have cancer?
Yeah.
What kind of cancer?
Lymphoma.
In the blood? Okay, so he's got that, you know. I don't even believe the Lord can heal that. If you believe, give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise God. Oh, yes. Elijah said, let God, the one that answered by fire, let him be God. Praise God. Now, do you believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Say.
Yes, I do.
He said, yes, I do. You know that Jesus, he can heal that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You believe he can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Now, come on, church. Lift up your hands. Let's pray. Now. The name of Jesus is above every name. Whether it is cancer of the blood or cancer of the cells or whatever it is, it makes the Lord no difference. Praise God. I am the Lord. And there is none else who said. Father, we rebuke that spirit of cancer. We command him to take his hands off of this life. Now, those cells, you know, cancerous cells and so forth, they cause death in the body and so forth. Oh, Jesus, let the power of God reverse those cells. Amen. He said, he that liveth, even as Jesus died and he rose again, we command those cells in your body that died, let them live again. In Jesus' name. The Bible says, yes, these bones, these blood cells can live again. Lord, renew and recreate even his blood in Jesus' name. We cause the root of this cancer We curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Die from the root and let newness of life come into his body.
Amen.
Now, thank you, Lord Jesus, because you paid the price for him on the cross already. And he took that step of faith to come out here this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord has seen your heart. He's seen all that you've done and so forth like that. And he's going to work a miracle for you. Believe the Lord that with all your heart and no doubt in your heart, because the Lord is good. Praise God. What's your name, sir? Pete? I want you to lift up. Are you the guy that gave up your wheelchair and all that? You gave up your wheelchair? Well, praise God. He's the one that gave up. Give you all a hand clap for that. Come on. He gave up his wheelchair to the pregnant lady. The Lord has seen that, and he is going to bless you for that. Praise God. I want you to lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you for healing me.
Thank you for healing me.
Say, thank you for setting me free.
Thank you for setting me free.
Say, I believe you, Lord.
I believe you, Lord.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving.
I receive you into my life.
It's
my Lord and Savior.
My Lord
and my healer.
And my healer.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
Lord, we thank you for him. Thank you for setting him free. Thank you for creating new cells in his body. Now, throughout his bones, throughout his arteries, throughout his veins, and throughout his tissues, and throughout every organ in his body, create new blood cells. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise God. Oh, yes. You say, how do we know that he is healed? Well, for one time, Jesus, he said to the tree, he said, well, no man eat of you anymore. And the disciples, they were looking at the tree. The tree did look still the same. You know, and they said, well, we don't know here. They came back the next day and he had withered away. How many of you know that's true? Praise God. So the power of God is working in. Come on, come up here, young lady. Amen. Praise God. Would you like the Lord?
I want to touch and agree to God to open my eyes and like have a new, job that's perfect for everything that's going on. Just a new job.
Praise God. Praise God. She has a need that she's wanting the Lord to do for her. You know, she's got a lot that she's going through. She needs a new job and she's in school and so forth like that. And we're going to ask the Lord to work for her now. Come on, church. Will you believe with me? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, work a miracle for her, Lord. Even this week as we go into it, let it be the week of miracles for her. Oh, Lord Jesus, lift the burden from her heart. Lord, in Jesus' name, say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, take upon me, take upon you my yoke. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And the Lord, he will lift that burden. Oh, he'll make you smile again. He will ease everything you're going through. And he'll give you a new job that will be good for you. Praise God. Father, Lord, give her a miracle in this area. And let your name be glorified. And help her in school also. Help her with the children and help her every which way. And let her be able to come back and return the glory to your name. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, how many of you love the Lord with all your heart this morning? Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Praise God.